Thank you. Thank you for joining me for this presentation. I'm going to spend the next few minutes discussing qualitative research that AED, the Academy for Educational Development, had done under a contract with the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And this research is under the purview of the NIAID's HIV Vaccine Research Education Initiative. And I'll go through it in a little more detail in just a few minutes, but the qualitative research I did is very similar to the research done by my colleague, but the difference is we weren't trying to recruit individuals into HIV vaccine research trials, but to grow positive feelings, regard, support, to help for the day when we do have a large-scale HIV vaccine research trial going on, that people will willingly participate in that trial. I have nothing to disclose. Just as a background slide, why do we need an HIV vaccine? And it's just another tool to help us end the AIDS epidemic and to make sure to grow protection in communities. And it offers one of the best hopes for controlling or ending the AIDS pandemic, because every 9.5 minutes, as is a statistic I know many people have heard before, someone is infected with HIV, and there is no cure, and treatment alone can't solve this problem. Back to NIVRI, it is a 5-year project. We're currently in the 5th year of the project. And as part of it, there's research, qualitative, formative research to design the program. There's educational materials. There's a partnership program with local communities, which I'll touch on in another second, as well as media consultation and trying to bring about awareness about this topic. And the specific aim is to engage national and other organizations to increase knowledge about and support for HIV vaccine research among the U.S. populations most heavily affected by HIV. The purpose of this research was to explore what people are thinking, know, talk about related to HIV, as well as HIV vaccine research, and to explore barriers to and facilitators of support for this topic. And again, it's about support, not recruitment or participation in trials, as well as strategies for communicating this information to the public. The participants for these research activities were NIVRI partners. The NIVRI partnership is local and national in scope, with individuals who are funded to provide information about HIV vaccine research. And these individuals are trained, receive information about the topic. Whereas stakeholders are other community leaders, but they aren't funded to do any work about this topic, and they aren't provided with training. So it's just individuals that we know have reached to the populations, the highly impacted populations. And highly impacted populations for the purpose of this project are those most affected by HIV/AIDS, including African Americans, Hispanic Latinos, gay and bisexual men of all races and ethnicities, and male to female transgender persons. We conducted both exploratory and formative research. Really, the exploratory is just to guide our overall thinking process, and this happened a few years ago now. And we conducted 9 interviews with national and local partners, 16 with stakeholders, and 24 focus groups with our highly impacted populations. We included 194 people in those focus groups. There were 24 focus groups across the United States, and I have my cheat sheet of, they were in New York, Miami, Atlanta, and San Francisco, and they were broken down by a number of factors: heterosexual African-American males and females, heterosexual Hispanic Latino males and females, some in Spanish, some in English, as well as African-American Hispanic MSM groups, or men who have sex with men, as well as mixed race for the men who have sex with men and the transgender audiences. We had also conducted formative research, which was an additional 9 interviews with leaders, opinion leaders, and stakeholders, and 7 focus groups, which were conducted in New Orleans, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and again with the same populations. Just a few limitations to guide this discussion is our interview participants. It was a one-on-one interview with community leaders of the partnership program and stakeholders, and they were asked to react to the perceptions of what they think their community feels about these issues. And we don't know if they're right, and for in many cases, the data was similar across the two, but we were using them to help guide us. Since individuals were talking about HIV vaccine research, this might have prevented people from saying, I just don't care about it, just apathy. It just didn't come up. And there was also issue about separating out support from recruitment. It's a hard issue for people to conceptualize. You're talking, well, do you support HIV vaccine research? Well, the way I would think of to support HIV vaccine research is to participate. So separating those two was challenging. And again, this was a qualitative study. So thinking about findings, the public's perceptions of HIV, not very surprising here, diverging opinions of whether it's an issue that continues on, if it's an issue that's going away. I was just earlier having a conversation about how some people think that education about the topic has disappeared, well, where others think there's more education than there was. And this was really found in the African American community, that they just didn't feel like there was as much in material information out there to educate people about the topic. The one thing that was not prompted and we didn't ask them about, but it came out in almost every group we had, is that HIV is a bigger problem in Africa than in the United States. Without prompting, it just came up naturally. When we specifically asked about HIV vaccine research, we learned that most people, aside from our NIVRI partners who were trained on the topic, did not know much about this topic. They weren't familiar with it, and they couldn't recall trials that had gone on, even though around the time of our research, there were trials coming out and findings from different trials being released. And people had such little knowledge, awareness about the topic, that when we said HIV vaccine, it was so often confused with treatment or cure that we had to refer to it as research to find a vaccine to prevent HIV and to clarify it very specifically. The next two slides discuss the drivers of support and the barriers to support. And the drivers are not surprising in many things we heard already today, that people want to be a part of something. They want to do something to help future generations, that we want to end the AIDS epidemic. We want to do something, care about our children, as well as just to give hope, to have hope that something would happen, that they can be part of this movement, honor people, and learn more. And this was almost surprising to us, how much the desire to learn more about HIV and potentially a cure for HIV. But as well, we heard, well, if you learn something about HIV, maybe it can cure cancer as well, and hope that things learned from this one topic can be shared across others. Perceived positive social norms related more to perceptions of what someone's healthcare provider would think of them, and whether or not they would support their participation, and then financial or other incentives. Barriers to support. There are numerous barriers to support. First question out of everyone's mouth is, well, if you give me an HIV vaccine, are you giving me HIV? Is there live HIV in it? Am I going to become infected? And just concerns about knowing what's in it, what are the side effects? And a lot of the information we were sharing with people is basic HIV vaccine. There's a product being tested. And the description of side effects was never mentioned, of what would happen if you were to be participate in a study, and the traditional just soreness at the injection site. That message was missing to people, so there was lots of skepticism of what was in a vaccine. Distrust of government medical researchers, such to the point that people said that they wouldn't support the topic if they didn't know the individual researchers, that they wanted the researchers to come to them, to their community, give discussions, explain, and really explain why they care about it and why it's an issue they're involved in. Cost, which is a little lower down in the list, that in this time of economical constraints, that they were very concerned about how the money is being used. Could it be used for other more worthy causes, such as cancer or HIV treatment instead of this? But making sure that the organization sponsoring the research, the people doing the research, weren't doing it just to make money, that they had a real reason to do this. This same issue came in when we were talking about spokespeople for the campaign, and they wanted to see real people. They didn't want somebody who was going to be paid to talk about this issue, to make sure that they could trust them. Just a lack of knowledge and understanding of what clinical research is, what HIV vaccine research is as well, and misinformation about how it works and participation and what you need to do when you participate in this research. And then basic trial concerns. And at the very bottom, I don't want to suggest that it being at the bottom suggests it isn't a big concern, but concerns about what would happen in an environment where we had an HIV vaccine was a big barrier. Individuals were concerned that people would be careless with their sexual behaviors, that they wouldn't have access of, I don't have access to healthcare right now, who's to say I'm going to have access to this vaccine? How will I make sure that it gets out to people who need it, not just those who can pay for it? So lots of conversation about what happens in that environment. When thinking about implications for how to apply this information, there's two overarching points that came out, and I'll explore these in a little more detail. But providing materials with clear information and giving status updates, that HIV vaccine research is an ongoing field of study, and things are changing, and they want to hear what's changing, how we're moving in the right direction. And engaging the community with carefully selected leaders, and doing that over time, not just once, to make sure that the message continues and it's refreshed with the status updates. When thinking about messaging, the message in general should be hopeful, uplifting, motivating, that there's something, we're moving in the right direction, we're getting there, but at the same time, not over-promising, suggesting that in X number of years or X number of dollars spent, we are going to have a vaccine, and then have people disappointed and lose more trust in the healthcare system than they already had. But making sure that they know that there's something that they can do, some sort of actionable item that they can do, whether it is just talking about it with somebody, or going to a community meeting, or learning about it on the internet, or for others, it was, where can I donate money? And some individuals also asked, how can I participate? For developing materials, short, concise, down to it, right to the point, but at the same time, individuals, as I mentioned, were very skeptical. If you don't give them anything negative, that you are hiding something. Especially in relation to this topic, science is complicated. We tested content to try to describe exactly how the vaccine does not include the testing vaccines, or do not include HIV. And we tested lots of different ways to say this. And some of them were so simplified that people were offended. So making sure to explain it in real words without compromising the information. Unbiased, detailed statistics, and making sure that one audience isn't stigmatized by the messaging, that when you're designing materials to suggest all communities are at risk, not to just present images of one audience or unequal amount of images of one audience and the statistics across, to make sure that everyone feels represented by the information and that they are indeed at risk for HIV. Thinking back to a slide I didn't mention out loud, but we had this heterosexual Hispanic audience who they just didn't think that they and their families were at risk for HIV. So making sure that people think they're at risk and that they should care about this topic. And engage with the community over time, doing intervention studies to make sure that the message is getting out there, that people understand the information, that they can ask questions, and really provide them the chance to do something over time, not just once about it. And then finally, to identify community leaders, and this gets back to the presentation we just had, that knowledgeable sources or perceived knowledgeable sources, depending on the medical science, and making sure that people understand that the source is respected, relatable, familiar. And that's it, and welcome. Any questions? Yes.
If I understand correctly, you have been using or discussing primarily with HIV-infected individuals.
No, actually, we didn't screen for HIV positive or not positive, and in a few groups, we had individuals announce that they were. They were HIV positive.
Okay, so you didn't screen for that.
We did not screen for it.
Did you present the idea of preventive vaccine or therapeutic vaccine?
We were only talking about preventive vaccines, and we made sure to clarify that we were talking about preventive vaccines, not therapeutic.
Okay.
And we also made sure to provide information that individuals who will participate in HIV vaccine, preventive vaccine research, need to be HIV negative. And this addressed another barrier that people perceive, that anyone who would participate in this research had to be HIV positive. Thank you.
Where did you specifically recruit the groups from?
We engaged a professional market research company to recruit for us, especially for some of our harder to reach groups, thinking specifically about the male to female transgender audience, that they went out into the community to places where they know individuals would be networked, snowballed, tried to find individuals that they could reach. But for the most part, this professional vendor was able to do it through their existing network and channels. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.